Yo, did you see Will Smith smack the shit out of Chris Rock?
Ooh, yeah, at the Oscars or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I mean, this man, he got up so many years worth of pent up rage and just like that one hit
It just unleashed it all.
on Chris Rock. He was just the unfortunate, like, just bystander there. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Was a sacrifice that Chris or that Will Smith needed to go Super Saiyan.
Dude, what's it called nowadays? Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, sicko mode.
No, dude, I saw this video. This guy is saying that he needs to be nerfed.
Oh, Will Smith. Yeah,
Yeah,
the last patch.
he's at yeah, I know, because his he says he's too OP, that his slap is it's 7 frames, but it paralyzes for 42 frames.
Not to mention the sneak power, bro. Him just walking up right in front of you without you being able to react. Will Smith just
Shit.
super OP. Can I build a Will Smith build in the next game or whatever?
What's the
My
next thing?
next life.
In the next loop?
Yeah, that's what the next. When you respawn, bro. I want to be.
Will Smith is meta right now, if you think about it.
I know you got to min-max the Will Smith stats, bro.
But anyways,
Any guys?
fuck, shut up.
Any
Anyways,
guys?
guys, this is Pablo, aka Subtly Artistic. I'm joined by my good friend Chuba, aka Not Chuba. Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast, guys.
How you guys been doing? How you guys been feeling? It's been a wild week. I know some of y'all are just getting back off spring break. I know I am just getting back into school, so that's been a little bit of a wild ride.
You know, not being in school for the past how many years it's been since I fucking graduated, it's put it into perspective that I kind of miss school, but at the same time, like, I'm kind of glad that it's over. It's just one of those things, right? Like, there are things that I've done in my life that I'm just like, yeah,
I never
never,
wanted
never again. Nope.
File my taxes,
I'd rather be
never
caught.
again.
I'd rather be caught dead than do that again. But then when it comes to like school or like jobs that I didn't dislike entirely. I'm like, I kind of find myself like
Like
wanting to.
craving to go back a little bit.
But ultimately, like, I know that it's like, probably shouldn't. Being regressive and shit.
I mean,
We gotta move forward. You know? Like the band One Direction, bro.
you could also go to college for one reason and one reason only, and that's to sell drugs. And that's like someone I knew. Well, I didn't know him, but I knew of him. Homeboy would just literally like that's the only reason he went to school, like went to college. He would just enroll for a couple classes every quarter and would just go to campus and just like sell weed and coke and a bunch of other stuff, bro. So he was paying money, but he was getting way more in return from the profits he was making, my man. That's a scam. I mean, not the scam. It was a legitimate business
A lot
practice.
of people be scamming like that. They use schools, they use the students or whatever. It's an underground fight club,
Or yeah, underground.
and everybody knows the first rule of underground fight clubs is that you don't talk about underground fight clubs. You know what I mean?
And that's why you're talking about underground fight clubs, bro. You're about to get murked by literally every college
Dude, I
campus
mean,
underground
it was
fight
bound to happen. To be honest, it was gonna happen one of these days, anyways. I'm not surprised.
But I'm gonna be honest, I have not seen Fight Club. It's like something I feel it's a movie that people always talk about or reference, and I've still not seen it. There's something about like soap or something, and there's a
Look,
Fight Club, and then the dude is in the other dude's head or something like
I'll
that.
be honest. I saw it once when I was like 12. I don't remember what the fuck it was about.
Okay.
I have like, you ever see something long enough ago that like you have mem like images of it like heavily ingrained into your like psyche,
But there's
but
no,
like they're not, there's nothing connecting them.
yeah, they're just loosely floating in your brain,
Like
just
they're
taking up
there.
space. Yeah.
But you're like, what the fuck is this from?
That's me in Jeepers Creepers 2. Like there's literally just like a scene of like a barn or some shit, and then the thing is like stabbed in the wall, and I'm like, what the
Dude,
fuck?
I'm gonna be honest with you. The most prom like the scene of Jeepers Creepers that lives rent free in my house, in my head, is when the, what is it, like a demon abomination,
I don't know what the
Mr.
fuck.
Jeepers?
Yeah, Mr. Creepers.
When Mr. Creepers flies through a, like they're trying to drive away from him, he flies through.
Oh
Okay,
yeah, and the bus.
yeah, no, they're in a truck. They're trying to run away from
Okay.
him. They're drive away from him. Or drive towards him? I can't remember.
I remember one with a bus.
Anyways, so what it is like, you know, like the old bed trucks? Mm-hmm. There's a glass, and then on the back of the glass, that where you, so you can look out, there's like a little center thing so you can open the window. Little
slider boy.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes through, he breaks the windshield, goes through that gap somehow, and then also at the same time, like the truck flips forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's a male protagonist and the male white protagonist in front with the male white, the female protagonist,
mm-hmm.
or male white female.
The male white female protagonist.
The female white protagonist in the passenger seat. Hey. And then in the back, you have this black dude that's also surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So when the car flips forward, this homie gets fucking yeeted off the bed of the truck, just goes fucking catapulted flying. Yet. Doesn't die. Somehow. Oh. Doesn't break a bone.
Oh, he's completely fine?
He's completely fine. It's just the scene of him flying, soaring through the sky, lives rent-free in my in my head. Because I think the first time I ever watched that movie, I watched a different movie, like, I think, like, a couple days or, like, a day beforehand where, like, one of the characters says that black people can fly.
Mm. And then that, and then those two stitched together to form one, like, core memory in your brain. It's
just, like, my core memory is like, huh, I guess black people really can fly.
Just black people can fly unlocked, or that's an achievement he unlocked, I guess.
Cling, like, you know, that fucking Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I wonder if there's like hidden achievements, like if you die and then like you look up at your little trophy list and there's like you completed 0.3% of trophies on the game called Life or whatever. So Will Smith build, he's probably at like a good solid 10%, you feel. Mm-hmm. So what I guess what I'm trying to say is, what is the, I just kind of distracted myself, you know, ADHD brain. I'm thinking, who has lived the most though now? Like, what person do you think has set the highest score or come the closest to a plat?
Dude, everybody knows that, like,
so Morgan Freeman is, no, Morgan Freeman is some, like,
what's it called? Draedic, like, entity.
Mm-hmm.
He just, like, transcends, like, humanity. He's just some sort of like being that haunts us for the rest of his voice.
No. I can smell you, creep. I can't do it.
I don't Morgan know what Freeman. The fuck that voice was.
It's, bro. That was a terrible Morgan Freeman.
That was supposed to be Morgan Freeman.
I can smell you.
That sounds like some fucking pervert in like one of the horror games. He's just haunting you down all game, trying to clap you.
Let me lick them sweet cheeks, baby.
God.
I mean, another one, I guess, is Keanu Reeves, because he's a homeboy like 300,000 years old. There's like ancient cave paintings of Keanu Reeves just like relaxing and vibing. So homeboy has got to have already like completed it three
bro,
times.
Bro, that man has.
He's on New Game Plus.
He's like, well, how old is Keanu Reeves? He's like 70 now. He looks like he's still. Like,
he looks like he's 20, like 30, bro. Like 30. Homeboy looks like he could still be in a Matrix movie.
He just hit his 30-year-old arc.
Yeah. And you know, he's also one of those people that I feel like is getting, he's just kind of going around to do side quests. Like, you know how we talk about Shaq or whatever? Like, he did basketball. No,
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, Snoop Dogg. Shaq also, I feel like, is doing side quests. Like, he's opening up restaurants. He's doing TV shows. He's just, like, doing a bunch of fuck shit. Keanu Reeves, I feel, also is doing side quests. He has his, like, motorcycle company where he just sells bespoke motorcycles, like, long-ass wait lists. He did, a show or something where he did like a cross country motorcycle trip as well. Homeboy's just kind of vibing now. Like, obviously he still acts, but you know, he's unlocking or he's doing side quests and you know, the little mini missions.
It's all that cyberpunk money, bro.
Oh yeah.
That's just kind of funded his lifestyle. Wait. You think Matrix? Nah, cyberpunk's where it's at. That's the real money right there.
But we all know cyberpunk, Matrix Reloaded, Matrix. And then Matrix 2, bro.
Wait, what's the most recent Matrix? That movie was ass.
I think Reloaded is like the end of the trilogy. That's why it's actually fire, bro. What are you talking about?
The new Matrix? One?
Oh, wait, is there like a new one?
Yeah, there's like a 4 that like came out recently.
Oh, I have not seen that one. That shit
garble. Hot garbage, bro.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Oh, another. You know, we were talking about scenes that live rent-free in your head. There was this scene in Matrix Reloaded where there's like the... I forgot what the fuck they call him. They give him some like pompous name. He's like a mini bad guy or whatever. Not the architect. He's like the connoisseur or some bullshit like that.
From what?
From Matrix Reloaded. So Neo and whatever, he's going in and they go to his restaurant, like the little bad guy's like tech restaurant. And he's like serving cake. And then it's like this one, it's a little scene. It's a nice little chocolate devil's food cake. A girl like cuts it with her fork, eats it. And then it goes into like tech view. and you can see like the cake being like bites going through her body, and then homegirl nuts. She's like, oh,
oh, it turned into fucking Food Wars.
Yeah, it's like Shokugeki, bro. The code hacked into her and made her nut, bro. You go to a restaurant in the cyberspace and you just eat nut cake. Well, nut cake that makes you nut. Not I don't think
cake made eat. Of nut.
Yeah, nut cake is not something.
It's a delicacy
in that part of the cyberspace.
You know, I'm just thinking about this, but like, because like Neo stands for like, isn't it like new?
Maybe. Yeah.
Imagine you and your horror organization get fucking wrecked by some guy called Neo.
New. I mean, it's getting better than being wrecked by like, I think Hercules or whatever. He gave himself the nickname Nobody. So like, you got your ass clapped and you're like, who beat you up? And you're like, nobody beat me up.
Damn. That's right.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
No, he's the one that asked him. That's just for his kid. Who beat you up, huh? Nobody. That's right. Don't you fucking forget it.
Yeah, and just fucking slaps his cheek. Will Smith slaps his cheeks a little bit.
Chokes him a little bit. Say my name.
Yeah, gives him some of the cake.
Call me nobody.
Eat my nut cake. Wait, does this cake make me nut or is it filled with your nut?
That's not a question. Yeah, you don't want the answer. That's for.
You need to discover yourself.
Dude, did I ever tell you about the time I was going out? I think I was going to the store, you know, Monster addiction, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was going to 7-Eleven, right? And then, like, my neighbor, you know, the one that you always say has a nice lawn?
Yeah.
Okay, so this man, he's just like, I don't know why. It's like the weirdest thing. Why people be doing the weirdest things, but he was like trying to look. Somehow, okay, so you know from the angle of his house where the part of the fence where he opens up so he can get his car out?
Yeah.
He was somehow leaning forward out of there as if that would allow him to see from the street that goes up to like 212.
Yeah, like so he was
like that. He was like angling, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? And he's like, yo, did you hear someone fucking died? And I'm like, wait, what?
What? That's a great way to start a conversation.
They found a body like two streets down. I'm trying to figure out what happened. I'm like, bruh, you can see. I'm like, you can see? He's like, so I'm just like looking around. I'm like, he's like, oh, no, ignore that. Someone called me. That's how I found out. I'm waiting on a phone call. And I'm just like, they're like, bruh. What are you
just bobbing your head looking? Because yeah, you're in the cul-de-sac, so it's not like he's like right here and then the street runs right there. It's like he's over here and the street is like way over here. To my digital viewers, to my audio listeners, you're fucked. I'm sorry, I can't think of a better way to describe distance than here and there. You know, if only there was a way with like a measurement system and numbers that told you an estimate of how far something away is. Somebody should invent that, bro. Get on it.
You know. The thing is, I never found out what happened about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I left and I came back and he was inside. And I never asked him about it. And from what I know, someone was like in his shed or some shit like that, or behind his shed, and he just fucking died.
Oh, wait, what? Like somebody else's? So somebody just like broke into somebody's shed and just died back there?
Like he didn't break into, like I think it was like some homeless dude. Mm-hmm. He just like died.
Oh, damn. That's kind of sad, bro.
Which is, I gotta say, like, what a way to go out, you know? Mm-hmm. I might be dying, but I'm gonna make sure that I fuck over someone that they really... Someone's gonna need therapy because of me.
Bro, what if what he needed was in the shed to, like, continue his life? You never know.
Shit, man.
Well, that's a sad way to go, my guy. You know who else is dead or what else is about to die, bro? Attack on Titan. From what I understand, the finale is about to happen or already happened. I didn't understand my brother. He busted in my room like normal. He screamed some shit about Attack on Titan, something about it being fire, something about some last episode, and then he left.
I don't even know, dude. I don't keep up with the trailers because I only really watch it when I get a chance, which is not often. I'm caught up.
Yeah.
But I think at some point last week...
Yeah, bro, you're... The yawn, like, fucking
sorry,
hit
fuck.
Me.
I'm tired, man.
That shit, like, telepathically just fucked me up, too.
But, yeah, I checked last week and I was caught up. But I'm like, okay, well, the biggest worry that I have is that they're not going to finish the show with the season. And then they're gonna be like, actually, the ending is gonna be a movie.
Oh.
And now we have to wait for a movie.
Now that you said that, I'm almost certain that that's how it's gonna end.
There's two movies, bro.
It's gonna be a trilogy of movies.
Trilogy of movies, yeah, just for the ending.
Oh no, it's gonna be a 12 movie series. So it's gonna be, instead of it just being another season, it's just 12 movies, bro. Just every 2 years.
That's how they did it with the, what was supposed to be the Digimon follow up. It's a Digimon Try, mm-hmm. when they're all older. It got released in like 8 movies.
Oh damn. What? Over how long? Like
a period of like 3 years or something.
Okay. It's not too bad then. Because it's like 8 movies over like 16 years. Would have been fucking so long, hilarious. Bro.
It would like the next movie would come out. I'd be like, oh, that was out. Mm-hmm. Right? I forgot. But dude. So I went to the theater twice this week.
Oh, yeah. To watch that one movie.
I want to go watch Uncharted. Because when I went with Heidi, I got like super distracted because I was like, yeah, this is not very fun. But, you know, I needed to know exactly, like, to be able to speak better of it, I needed to go rewatch it
mm-hmm.
for like my own YouTube channel. So I went back. I tried to put my biases aside, but bro, the movie mm-hmm. is not good.
It doesn't hold
it
up.
It is like the most average like thing ever. It's like, oh, I've seen everything. Here, there, this brings nothing.
Yeah. Is it like at least like a decent like popcorn film? Like you can just sit down, throw some food up, and look, just like watch thing, it that way, or is it just actually
the thing that I think makes movies entertaining is the story, right? So mm-hmm. if you have a good story, even if the actors act like shit, like you can it'll somehow keep you engaged, and it just kind of becomes funny.
Mm-hmm.
But if the story sucks too bad.
Then no matter how good the acting is, you can't run away from a bad plot or a bad narrative. You know, that's what the entire movie is.
Exactly. So I watched that. I watched Uncharted. I fell asleep. I wasn't even tired. Dude, I got up like 5 or 6 times to pee.
From Uncharted?
Yeah.
That shit made you had a piss?
Well, the thing is, like, I've been trying to drink more water because I read that you're like the human male is supposed to drink from like 3 to 4 liters of...
Water a day.
Which if you don't hydrate properly, like, it can cause, like, brain fog, which is, like, maybe one of the reasons why I have so much fucking, you know, dumb brain moments.
Yeah.
Like, I forget things. I'm thinking that might have something to do with it. Also, like, being constantly dehydrated can cause you to start slurring your words.
That might be me, bro. Because listening back to the podcast, I'm like, am I drunk? I might just be dehydrated. I need to start just, instead of knocking back them Trulies, I really do need to start knocking back bottles of water. Chug, chug, chug.
But, yeah. Oh, and then I want to go see X, which I was explaining to you about. It has,
I feel like movies are just popping out nowadays.
One had been announced for a while. So, and X, on the other hand, is, like, a little different in the sense that it's this group of people that are like, it takes place in like, I don't know, like the 50s or some shit like that. And they're trying to like reinvent porn or whatever.
Okay.
So this is like before Prawn had like acted scenes where it's before it, because I don't know if you know, like way back when it was no acting, there's no story. It's just people showed up and they fucked.
I mean, that's kind of all you really need in a way. I feel like we're kind of regressing back to that now.
Maybe, but the way that Prawn was reignited was when they shifted that to there being a little bit of narrative to it. I mean, and let's be honest, dude, Prawn has like some of the best narrative moments of all cinematic history. Like, oh, I really like your pool, and he's like, pool, what are you talking about? This is a bathtub. You didn't see that?
I've not seen that one. I've seen the one where the.
There's that
they're working
one.
On the pipe or whatever.
Bro, and then there's another one where it's like a Batman one. It's like a Batman parody.
Oh, I think I've seen that one. That one is like...
And your boy Danny D has a fucking Bane mask, and the girl pulls down his pants, and his dick also has a fucking Bane mask.
Bro, the porn parodies, I feel, are on an upper like echelon compared to just a standard porn, though. Some of them, I feel, are just feature films in and of themselves. It's like a director couldn't get the budget that they needed to make their like film masterpiece, But and they ended up just having to work
at Brazzers. Like, yeah, yo, I have an idea.
I have an idea, and it's gonna be cinematic. You know?
But shit, going back to what I was talking about. So, yeah, X is about like a group of people. They decide to shoot up like reinvent porn. So they like had previously hit up some old dude to like, I guess rent his back house. Like he has a house in the back of his house.
Oh, okay.
Or like a room in the back, like a cabin, I guess.
Or I think it's like they call it an in-law suite or some shit like that.
But they end up staying there, and essentially what the movie is about is that the wife just wants to feel sexy and like when she was young. But she's like 90 something, right? She's like old. She's like that kind of old that it's like their body's already shriveled up. They have like no muscle density. It's just like bone and skin.
Yeah, like if they were a little bit lighter, they'd be flying away in the wind.
Like it's a miracle that they don't fucking disappear when wind blows on them, that kind of shit. So she just wants to feel sexy again, but like despite the husband wanting to give her some like loving, he has like a heart condition. So
because he's also, I'm assuming, old as fuck too.
Yeah. So if he hits, like, he'll have a heart attack maybe and die. So I guess like she falls in love with one of the girls, the woman, and then they were gonna kill all the people and keep her so that she can serve like the lady's fantasies before they killed her or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
I'm gonna spoil it. If you guys don't want to hear what happens, skip like the next 2 minutes or so.
Wait, this is a horror? At first, I thought this was a comedy.
It was supposed to be a horror. But anyways, look.
It's on. It starts.
Everybody, all the people get fucking clapped except for like the main girl. And then there's this other girl, the younger girl. And then the younger girl had gotten caught underneath like they have like a basement. She got locked up there. And as she broke through the door and was trying to remove the lock, and the old man came with his gun and shattered her hand, and she the other girl, the other girl was back in the cabin and the old people were looking for her and they couldn't find her. She was underneath the bed, and then the old lady convinces the old dude to make love to her, so they're just like fucking right there in the bed. And while they're making noise, the main girl, she sneaks out, goes to the house and unlocks the door, and the girl's like, I hate you, I don't know why I listened to you to come here. I hate all of you. And then she just like starts screaming and runs out of the house. As soon as she steps out, the old dude shoots his shotgun into her fucking face, bro, and she just like lands and it's like blood splattering. And then they're like, we just gotta find that last girl, blah 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 blah. And then they start dragging the old man starts dragging the girl inside the house while the old lady follows him.
Yeah.
And at one point, like, she has, like, a death gurgle where she's like, ugh! And, like, blood, like, kind of, like, splashes from her face wound. And, like, that's the thing that kind of scares the man into him dying from fucking
the heart.
He's like, oh, and he just fucking dies.
What? It's like, you know what's funny?
The last four deaths are so funny because, one, so there was, like, a lake. Where it kind of hinted the movie that someone was going to die to a crocodile, which it's like not even like a lake. It's like a pond. It's not connected to anything. Or
like
whatever.
Any body of water. Like there's no fish.
It's like a small body of water. There's no fish, but there's for some reason a crocodile.
There's a family of crocodiles.
No, there's just like the lone crocodile. And so it's kind of like you get this feeling like, oh, someone's going to get fucking clapped by that fucking alligator. A few times the people were in there and they don't get clapped by the alligator, whatever. But then, like, the old lady, she's like, so at one point she sneaked into the main girl's room to, like, while she was asleep, to, like, kind of cuddle her while she was naked. The old
lady was
whole weird. No, the old lady was cuddling with her.
Okay, wait, no, the old lady was naked, though?
Yeah.
She snuck in butt naked. Nice.
Hey, and then, the main girl eventually, hella booba. There's hella booba in the movie.
Hella old booba, bro?
There's old booba, but there's also a fresh booba.
Okay.
Anyways, the old lady, she ends up running away, and she like heads to like the lake, and then like the friend. So there's three girls and three dudes from the people that are making the prawn.
Okay.
There's the young girl, the main girl, and the friend, the girl wise of the girls, and then the friend goes out to. I don't remember what the fuck, who the fuck she went out looking for, but she found the old lady and she's like, approaches her. She's like, ma'am, you can't be out here. You better be careful. You might fall down. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't need your fucking help or something like that.
Yeah. Damn, bad bitch.
And then he starts calling her like a slut or whatever. And she's like, oh, excuse me. I was just trying to help, but I guess if you don't want my help, I'll just be fucking out of here. And she's like, get out of my way. And the lady fucking pushes her into the lake and she's like, bitch. And then
the crocodile.
No. Okay, so she pushes into the lake, and the girl comes out. She's like, "What the fuck was that for?" And she's like, "Bitch!" And the crocodile comes and just fucking nabs her, dude. There's that one. Then when the girl is like, "Yo, I hate you," and she just starts running out like a little child, and just gets clapped. That was funny when that happened. And then the way the old man died, and then how the old woman died, that shit was fucking funny too, cause she had the shotgun trained on the main girl. She's about to kill her, and then like she shoots and like misses, but the power of the shotgun launches her out the fucking front door, and as she lands, she like breaks an arm or something, and she's like trying to drag herself away. No, she like think she like breaks like a leg and like
or like an
arm.
A hip, bro.
Snap, yeah, something like that.
Shatters that.
So then there's a point where she can't walk and she's like dragging herself away. She's like, I'm hurt. Help me. She asks the main girl. And she's like,
excuse me?
She uses because before, there was this one point in the very beginning before they started, the old people started killing people, where the old lady kind of like touched the main girl in like a weird way. Mm-hmm. And then like, the girl's like so confused, like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And at that same time, like, I guess the husband, the old man, he had gone back from like going into town.
Going to war.
So the old lady's like, you gotta get out of here. And then she's like, shh, this will be our little secret. Uh-huh. So when the old lady, she's like, please, mom, I'm hurt. I need your help. She's like, shh.
This will be our
little. And then she's like, you're a fucking bitch. And the girl gets in the car and then she turns it on. And she starts driving backwards and runs her head over, bro, with the wheels. And it just, like, splatters. And she's like, this will be our little secret. And then she just fucking drives off, bro.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be a little secret, bro. 7 or 6 people went into that house. 1 person left.
No, it's because the thing that, though, is interesting is how the movie starts. So the movie starts with, like,
that seems cops, like a comedy movie. Like, or at least the premise. It's like there's 6 people. They want to make a porno.
There's some really funny bits. Okay. Like Kendrick Lamar plays one of the porn actors.
Really?
And then there's like this one scene where the old man goes knock at the shed in the middle of the night because his wife is missing. And Kendrick Lamar's character, he like opens the door, but he's like in the nude. And it's like, you know how like you can frame a shot so the light is hitting you from behind so you can't really see the front?
Yeah.
So you can't see his front. But there's like a shadow for his dick, and it's like this, like ridiculously edited, like black shape.
Oh, just extra like way fucking too long. Yeah. Can I help you, sir?
Exactly. That was literally the scene.
Bro, I mean, camera people can see, bro. You can see my fucking schlong all the way down to my
guys,
knees, bro.
This is actually a little known secret.
Yeah.
She was left foot got amputated when he was a child.
So it's actually just my giant fucking donger, bro.
Evolve and adapt.
Bro, I mean, as a kid, people are always like, yeah, big dicks are good, big dicks are whatever. But I didn't know how big a big dick was supposed to be. Like, how big is big? Like, you know, you're not going to be like an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old and be like, yeah. Like,
big is subjective, bro.
Yeah. So
like,
as
for girls, like 6 inches is small, bro. 3 inches is small, bro. Mm-hmm. I think 3 inches is big enough.
Yeah, it's big enough for you? No, but I'm like, how big? As a kid, let's say, like, I was like, damn, I want to have a big dick when I grow up. But, like, legitimately, I didn't know, like, how big was a big dick. So I was like, I want that shit to, like, legitimately be down to my knee.
I
want
to have to wrap that shit around my legs.
I want a third pant leg with a little, like, zip tie at the end.
I want my nickname to be the human tripod.
Yes. Bro, I want my nickname to be the human monopod because my two regular legs are so small they don't notice, bro. I literally walk around pogoing on my pee-pee.
Shit, dude.
And then there was a... Now I'm thinking of South Park with the fucking massive, gigantic balls.
Oh, right. When they give themselves cancer so they can get weed?
Exactly. They put their balls in the microwave to get cancer. And then half the town just has cancer balls, bro.
Always all the guys. Well, I mean...
Yeah. I don't... How would a girl stick her hoo-ha in a microwave, bro?
They give cancer to their hoo-ha, so it's like they're bouncing on their hoo-has.
Oh, no, it's like a little rocket ship. It propulsion. It's a little jet propulsion.
Dude, you know what I found out?
Let me see,
bro. So, I guess Meta is paying companies to like, slander TikTok.
Really?
With, like, fake trends that don't exist. I guess that one of those trends was, like, devious licks is not, like, a real thing, is what I read.
Okay, so it was just...
That it was just, like, a bunch of, like, social websites manipulating shit to make it look like it was a real thing.
I mean, it ended up becoming a real thing in a way, because a bunch of kids started doing some dumb shit. Or at least a few kids.
But, yeah. And it's, like, this thing that they're looking into, because that's kind of, like... Unfair practices, I feel like.
Yeah. Some little, like, it's a modern, or not modern warfare, but it's like corporate warfare, no, or corporate espionage. That's the proper term, I feel. Actually, no, it's not espionage either. Warfare, yeah.
What? You said it right, and then you fucked it up.
I was there-ish, you know?
The thought was there.
I'm in the general area. You know, you don't have to be exactly right when you're dropping, like, a gigantic bomb, you know? It's if the bomb doesn't hit, the explosion will. So I was there-ish. I was good enough. Wait, which also makes me wonder what other... what other schemes are there going on right now? Because I don't think Meta only had one. Like, what other TikTok master hidden plan is there that we've just missed out on? Or have they gotten away with? Or what if TikTok's not actually run by the Chinese?
It's actually owned by Meta, too?
Yeah. It's two internal divisions don't know about each other, and they're trying to take each other down.
I'll bring down those fuckers over there at TikTok. Yeah, and then Zuckerberg's like, these fucking idiots, they don't know.
They don't. We could be working together. I mean, bro, it's... I feel like teamwork is never a strong suit anywhere when you're working with people. Fucking Overwatch, when you got those, like, platinum-level players that just absolutely no idea how to work together. You know, run in one after the other, just getting clapped. Or any game, really, where you're supposed to work as a team. It's... Unless you get lucky a lot of the time. Unless you're... I guess, skilled enough to get with the good players. It's just struggling with the people that just want to just run in.
Dude, running in is so fun, though.
I know. I mean, because they don't really build run-in games like that anymore. Remember Modern Warfare 2? Just running around with the fucking Vector, the UMP suppressed, bro. Commando, Marathon, Lightweight, just stab,
if you want to play Call of Duty, why don't you just play Call of Duty?
Call of Duty isn't Call of Duty anymore, bro.
Also, I want to bring up the fact that TikTok lives are so fucking annoying because I will get only
exclusively
Warzone lives. And every time I see Warzone live, I go into the share and I hit not interested. At this point, I've done that to like 30 different fucking lives. And it's still giving me fucking
Warzone.
Like, TikTok's like, actually, you do like Warzone, and here's proof. Mm-hmm. And so they keep giving me... They've given me stuff that I've already hit not interested to.
Real? Just... Is it a re-upload? Because I feel like a lot of shit on TikTok is just a different person just re-uploading the exact same content.
No, not the videos. I mean the lives.
Oh, just the... Oh, damn. Also,
I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter because I don't watch lives.
On TikTok?
But it's still annoying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what other stuff do people do? I guess, wait, how do you game on TikTok? Like, oh, I guess you just use a stream like code or whatever. Code, yeah. I thought it was just YouTube 2008 where you just put your phone.
You stream on TikTok, but you use regular dimensions, so the fucking video just looks all fucked.
Oh, yeah, it's just super long. It's all you see is the main character just fucking running and aiming. And then you just see, like, the middle of the score whenever every time it pops up.
I mean, to be fair, it's all you really need to see.
I think, I'm gonna be honest, I don't think gaming should be on TikTok. I feel Because TikTok is...
TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok, bro. TikTok is all about, you know, being a person or being an individual, I feel. Or at least that's
it's what... It's like the OnlyFans version of TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok. I mean, OnlyFans, I feel like, is already the
OnlyFans version of TikTok. OnlyFans is the OnlyFans version of OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is the OnlyFans version of everything, I feel. Shit. Because every... You can do anything on OnlyFans, my guy. But gaming on TikTok, I don't know. That's... I guess they want to do everything, but that just seems a little bit outside of what I would expect for TikTok.
Yeah.
So the fuck's like, I want to go to TikTok to watch someone play video games, bro. I go to TikTok because I want to see somebody Fortnite dance. Or
dude, do you see Michael Reeves, the fish video? I guess he gave his dog... he gave his fish...
A dog?
He designed this program so that he can have his fish... invest in stocks. So the way that it works is like the computer will like randomly choose two different stocks, and then depending on where the way it's programmed is that there's like this dot tracking the fish forever,
yeah,
and it'll invest on the stock of this that's on the side that the fish spent most time in. So like each stock will be like either set to left or right, and if he spends more time on the right, then it'll be go to the stock that's on the right, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And then he also set up another program that it was like our sentiment AI that it learned to invest off of like Wall Street bets.
Okay.
So as far and then he ran these against like the Nasdaq when he was done. So the worst performing one was the Wall Street bets.
Oh, obviously.
So he's just like L's. And then the next best performing one was the NASDAQ.
The fish.
And then the fish outperformed the NASDAQ by 14 points.
That's insane, actually. So what you're saying is that there's a bunch of hedge funders hiring private mercenaries right now, ready to fucking storm Michael Reeves' house.
Bruh. Fucking Michael Reeves' fish, Frederick, is too overpowered. He needs to be nerfed.
Michael Reeves' fish Frederick isn't going to exist for much longer, but he's going to be a government property. He's going to be the property of the Wall Street bros.
Probably, dude.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, though. Like, as a kid, I would, like, you see, like, the or stockbrokers, like, you see him, it's like, it's really cool. It's like, buy this, sell that. But isn't it just mainly just, like, fucking staring at your computer, just doing a bunch of fucking research all day, every day?
Like, yeah. But also, I was going to say, I don't think long-term investment is the way to go. I think the way to go is to do short trades.
I mean, but that opens you up to a bunch of lit risk, doesn't it? Because long-term, at least with long-term trades, like you're buying a portion of the company. So unless the company folds, like you're always still going to have a certain value in it. But with day trading, aren't you opening yourself up to losses pretty much every day? What's
it called? Like, it's like educated gambling.
Yeah.
But that's how you make it big, brother.
Mm-hmm. That's how you.
Plus, like, when it comes to gambling, when it comes to investing, you should follow the same rule as gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't put in anything you
can't afford to lose.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So you're not gonna. Because it's more guttural, bro. Like, there's some like noises. Like, it wasn't just like the throat noise. Like, there was like an internal like stomach. Like
something broke. Lung.
Yeah, like
something broke.
That wasn't just the sound his body made. That was the sound his soul made too. I don't think we'll ever be able to.
That's the sound of the soul disconnecting from the body as it flew out of the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
But so I don't know if you guys. That watch the podcast, and I'll describe it for you guys that don't. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I tend to wear a lot of clothing from a brand called Assholes Live Forever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the clothing that they make is like
brand name clothing.
That's not brand name. A lot of the clothing that this company makes is just often to like trigger people, but that's not why I get it. I genuinely like some of the designs that they have, which is why I buy them. But the guy that runs this is like very controversial because, so he started off as a photographer for like nightclubs.
Okay.
And his thing was he's like pour like champagne on girls' titties and sign their titties and that kind of stuff. And that kind of propelled him as
the titty guy?
No, like oh. he, uh, his, His moniker used to be a slut whisperer.
Oh, okay.
So, eventually he quit all that. He's done podcasting. He's zipped into a little bit into everything. It seems like from the podcast, because I've listened to the podcast, they're actually pretty enjoyable. He no longer does them, by the way. But he seems like a pretty cool guy, I want to say.
Like, the titty whisperer, or slut
like
whisperer.
He can be an asshole, but he is an asshole with good intentions, I guess you could say, is like what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point during the last week, I like heard that like he had fucking died.
Oh.
And everybody that like was friends with him, like, yeah, he's fucking dead, blah, 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 blah. Yesterday, I fucking checked. This man did not die.
Wait, so everybody was just memeing?
No, no, no. Oh. So they lied about it to get like people to donate. And then the donations that we're going to donate to the Colorectal Society or something like that. So it's like a charity for like colon problems.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which it kind of got me thinking, like, because it's like fucked up to your light to lie to your community about you dying, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is it made okay if
it's for charity?
If it's for a good cause? Like,
I mean, it's a little publicity stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it is a little fucked up. Like, I guess if the fans are mad or whatever, like, they have a right to be. But I don't know if he would. Yeah, like, is that really crossing like a line that should not be crossed? Because it's,
everybody's gonna start dying for donations, bro.
And I thought for a second there, I thought you said he just like he faked his death so he could get money.
No,
it was like for charity.
Yeah, all the proceeds that he got is going towards the charity.
You know, for some reason that just reminds me of just fucking like Tumblr yarn. Like, you know, like some people like on Tumblr, some people like people build a business where they sell yarn or like dyed yarn or whatever for knitters and stuff like that. And you know how like a lot of people on Tumblr
drop the N word on the podcast?
It's a K word, bruh. Knitters. Excuse me? It's a knitter with a soft K.
Bro, I like how instead of saying it has T's, you say it's with a K. I'm like, bruh.
No, knitters, because it's
knitter. I know it's spelled knitters, but it's the thing. I said it with a T. You said it. It has a K. It's like that one. That one fucking Vine. He's like, my name is Michael with a B, and I'm afraid of insta. He's like,
where's the mic?
Where's the B? He's like, what? There's a B.
Oh yeah, what? There's a B. But yeah. But yeah, knitters, they would sell handmade dyed yarn. I don't know why I said handmade, but they would like hand dye the yarn.
But you're watching them make it as they make it. Handmade, am I right, guys?
But they would go on Tumblr and they'd put a post or whatever, and then it would blow up on Tumblr, and then they'd end up with a bunch of orders, and they wouldn't be able to fulfill the orders. So what they would do is they would just die and be like, I'm sorry, the business is closed, blah blah blah, had a heart attack, or blah blah blah, had a medical condition and passed away, so now we can no longer fulfill all these orders. And apparently that's a thing that's happened multiple times or some shit like that
by the same company.
No, but it's not
the
like
same company that just keeps restarting the they keep redoing the same strategy, but it always fails because they're overwhelmed by the amount of orders that they get every single time.
Every time they're like, we're only gonna get like four orders, bro.
7,000?
Yeah, just instantly masked out, just doof. But I mean, it's in a way it's kind of a funny problem to have. It's like, I'm too successful, I gotta go. I can't handle my success.
That's the life I want to have.
I know, you gotta start selling yarn, bro. Gotta start.
That's the meta.
It's the meta, apparently. Just soaking yarn and dye and selling it on the internet, and then you're gonna have way more money than you could ever hope for.
So something happened.
Or selling soap, bro.
Something happened in the game that I play.
Wait, which one? Is it State of Decay? No.
State of Survival.
There we go. Wait, what the fuck is State of Decay? Is that another mobile game? It's a different game,
but that's an actual PC game.
It is a PC game.
But listen, so what happened was the strongest player in my state is strong enough that he could probably decimate everybody in the state on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So just to put it in perspective, the second strongest person in the state, his true power is 140.
Okay.
The strongest person, his true power is 220 million.
God damn. So, what the... is he cheating? Whaling? What is
whaling,
it?
Whaling. Hard whaling.
Mm-hmm.
He's some, like, really, like, successful dude in Ukraine or some shit.
Okay.
Which, coupled with the fact that he makes a lot of money, prices for bundles in like Russia and Ukraine are a lot cheaper.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to spend as much. So he just wails heavy. And then like I guess like he got a state debuff and he got butthurt. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what, guys? Because the Capitol clash, the thing where people fight for the governor spot.
Yeah.
It happened the other day.
Wait, how does he not just win the governor spot?
Like, well, I guess he with what's going on with Ukraine.
Yeah, so he's probably a little
he,
bit.
He like can't like play as much as he'd like to.
Yeah, he's just but out he there was, mobile no, gaming
check it, in check a war. It. So he got back to find out that he had been debuffed, even though he did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he, a lot of people don't like the strongest
guilds.
Yeah, because they feel like they're a bunch of assholes. They kind of gaslight people into making them feel like, oh, bad shit that happens is not their fault or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like this big thing. Anyways, he got butthurt at them, so he's like, he changed his name in game to like Doomsday. He's like, I'm just gonna zero everybody in their fucking alliance. I'm gonna torch their shit and kill all their fucking settlements.
I was thinking, I was like, that sounds like some really fun shit. Just absolutely. And like,
there was so much, because I was like reading it live on Discord as it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I was about to tell like multiple times, like, oh, this man's about to go through his fucking villain arc.
Homeboy's going through his Joker arc. I mean, if you've never had a moment in your life where you're like, fuck this, it is a little like, it's a little refreshing though, just like not like finally not giving a fuck, finally not holding yourself back and just kind of going all out, bro.
He ended up not going through with it,
pussy,
but
joking, but he should have. Tell him that there's a random guy on the internet that he doesn't know that thinks that he should absolutely just destroy that village.
The problem is, if he attacks the clan, it'll turn, or not the clan, the alliance, it'll turn the whole state into like a war zone, and that'll make a lot of people quit.
Fuck it. Fuck them, bro. This is literally, isn't that what this game is for? You know, it's not peaceful, peaceful times. You know, it's state of survival, not.
Bro, I saw one day, because you can see the settlements on different.
Settlement or cities or whatever they call it, servers or
states. Fuck, they call it so states. Stupid.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can see the settlements that are different states. I was looking up at one of the, it was like one of like the first 50 states that came out, and I don't know exactly what the fuck happened or what the fuck ravaged this whole fucking state,
mm-hmm.
but the whole state was fucking empty. There was just one alliance, bro.
Oh, really? So it was a fight for supremacy, is my guess. And
like the description for their alliance is like, we don't play politics. We are just out here to be the strongest one. If you get in our way, we will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh well, I can see that already happen, huh?
Yeah, that's what you guys should do. Fuck the rest of them, you know. Make it a totalitarian government.
I mean, the thing is that we're not strong enough. Only that one guy, but he left the alliance. He was going to be allianceless because he was going to smirk everybody.
Wait, is he in his own guilds?
No, he's just tagless.
Okay, so he's just a free roamer just by himself. Okay. Damn, so he got that strong without, I guess, being in a group?
Like, on his own, he could destroy the state.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of power if you think about it.
Wait, can you transfer states, or can you, once your character is in that state, it's locked in?
No. Once your character hits like a certain settlement level, you're locked in and you can't leave.
Okay. So you can't just go to an earlier state? Because I'd be like, just move yourself up the ranks. Because if all those other settlements, it's almost like a leaderboard. But if they're all individually locked away, I guess it makes it hard. You can't really compete with each other in the different settlements or the different states.
I think you can send your troops to different... Because I think there's an achievement where you get... You get like this achievement thing if you take over during the Capitol clash.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold on to the Capitol clash in a different state, I'm just gonna go to one of the newer states and just send a bunch of troops during the Capitol clash and try to get like a hold of it.
Or you can just try to hold all of them, or get you and your group just hold like 10 states hostage, 15 states hostage.
We're too new. Mm-hmm. It would never work out.
Yeah, and I'm assuming there'd probably be protections against that, because why wouldn't, like, the top 100 cities or states or top 1,000 states have done that already for the past however many years this game has been out?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, if your group gets attacked and you lose, then you have to send more troops.
Oh,
but because it's in a different state, it probably takes hours to get the,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's probably why.
Also, fucking the one thing I can't really get into about mobile games is like the real time waiting bullshit of it. Like, I know it's like so that they can make money by selling like microtransactions or skips and things like that, but that just, it just kills me, bruh. It's like I play the game and it's like, oh, there's like a 5 minute wait for this thing, and then I wait 5 minutes and I've already forgotten about this game. This game no longer exists in my brain. It's probably no longer exists in my phone. You know, it's completely out of my mind.
Well, to be fair, the game is like a lot of the times you're just doing like dailies. Those kinds of games.
Okay.
You log in, do your dailies, you upgrade what you can, you get off.
Okay. That's another thing. I also don't really like just the games where you just go in just for the dailies. It's like, if I'm not going to be enjoying myself, I'm like, I'm just, this almost seems more like a job than a game in a way. Gotta go in, do your maintenance, and then leave.
But my fucking settlement is like at power level 47 million at this point. I think it's not too bad. I'm not completely free to play, but I'm pretty free to play.
I feel like with most of these games, it's impossible to get top tier without being
Yeah, you cannot be number one in these games without
number one without being like top 15% without spending at least a penny. You know, there's no free freemium players at the top like 30%, I would say, or 15%.
But like, despite the fact that I'm like at 747 million, like my alliance or my settlement is pretty strong. I got attacked by someone whose alliance was like 67 million, and his shit got kicked in. He lost like 2 million power just hitting me, and I lost like 100,000.
Oh, so you actually, so fighting does...
Yeah, because the strength of your settlement is linked to your, to your, your troops, the amount of troops that you have.
Okay, so sending your troops into fight, they die.
If they die, then you
lose power. Oh, okay, so that is a little bit more realistic, I feel.
Going back to the whole villain arc, dude, I was just thinking about how crazy it would be if like characters just went through their villain arcs. Like if Pinocchio one day is just like woke up wanting blood. And then he realized that he could use his nose growing as like a weapon.
I know, yeah.
He just walks up to somebody and like lies and has his nose grow into his eyeballs and just fucking kill him that way.
Oh, what I was thinking was like they just stand in a room and then Pinocchio's on one side with his back to the wall and you're on the other side with his back to the wall. And then he's just like looking at you and he just repeats, "I'm not Pinocchio." Voop. "I'm not Pinocchio." Voop. And then he just keeps repeating it until it like starts pushing in your chest. And it's like, "I'm not Pinocchio. I'm not Pinocchio." And it just starts like cracking. You just hear, "Doom." And your chest just caves in.
Wait, have you read God of High School?
I've read like 60 chapters of it.
So what I'm thinking would be kind of fire, bro, is if like, Pinocchio one day he's like, "I'm actually a trained martial artist now," and he fought like, what's his name, Sun Wukong, the one who has like the extending staff,
yeah,
but he uses his fucking nose.
I know, he gets into a fight and he's like fighting whatever and he's like, he just snaps his nose off and now he has his new staff.
Like, it's like,
would Pinocchio just continue snapping his nose off to make new weapons? Like, he's like, blah, 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 snap it off, and now he has, like, a wooden sword? Or is he just, like, fighting, like, flipping his neck back and forth?
No, I was thinking more of, like, the line, like, he's using like, a staff to make, like, movements. So, like, if he gets knocked onto the floor, he lies, so...
It just, like, launches him up, like, Goku's, like, stick. Oh, yeah.
Like that. That'd be fucking cool as fuck, dude. No. Who else would have a fucking really sick like villain arc?
I'm gonna say this. Caillou? Would Caillou's villain arc?
Caillou already is a villain. Have you not seen? He's a fucking brat, dude.
No, I'm talking, but what if he grows up like true villain arc of Caillou? Actually, I don't know.
How is he not going to grow? That kid got cancer, bro. No.
Rosie. What about Rosie's villain arc? His little sister.
Oh, his little sister? I was about to say, who the fuck is Rosie? I like how you genuinely know all their names, probably because you only had PBS growing up.
Yeah, bro. I'm a PBS kid, my guy. I used to know all their names, even like the names of the cat. Caillou. Caillou, I'm Caillou.
Demonetized.
That's me. Bruh.
Okay.
I know all the PBS theme songs, bruh. I gotta go. Bruh. Hey, yo, you remember the fucking Dragons ones?
Dragon Tales?
Yeah, Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales. It's almost time for Dragon Tales. Come along and take my hand. Let's all go to Dragonland. And then it, like, breaks down, and then I don't want to get copyrighted by singing the rest of it, bro. That shit, Dragon Tales goes fucking hard, bro.
It turns into fucking UK trill rap.
I want a drill. Oh, wait. A drill remix of the Dragon Tales theme song would be kind of fire.
Shit.
Bro. And Cyber Chase. Ooh. Cyber Chase, bro.
Code Lyoko is better, bro. Change my mind.
Code Lyoko is whack. Change my mind.
No.
I tried watching.
Have you seen them fucking foreheads, bro?
Yes.
That's how you know it's real, bro.
I tried watching the first episode of Code Lyoko, not as an adult, but like older, because I remember being like, yo, this is like almost like anime. Well, I mean,
in retrospect, looking at almost anything we watched when we were younger, unless we're viewing it through nostalgia glasses, it's probably going to be trash.
Also, Digimon. Holy fucking shit. That first episode of Digimon is unwatchable.
You just triggered the whole Digimon community. That's what's gonna get us canceled, brother. Digimon fans.
No, I remember this was years ago. Digimon popped up on Netflix, and I was like, yo, as a kid, I remember loving Digimon. I had like the Digimon fighting games, like Smash, that I think they ripped off Smash or Smash, whatever. It was Digimon fighting game. That
it's
shit
called
was
Digimon Smash, that shit.
Yeah. And it was, I was like, bro, Digimon is legit. And then when it came on Netflix, I was like, I kind of want to feel this, bro. I want the nostalgia. I watched the first episode. The main character, fucking annoying. Side characters, fucking annoying. Everybody, the annoying. Digimon, it's fucking so annoying, bro. I didn't make it past like 10 minutes. Also, first episode of Pokemon's kind of like that. It's a little bit better than Digimon, but it's still garbage.
As you're talking, like, I had this moment that for some reason the fucking intro of Powerpuff Girls was playing in my head.
That's not popping up, bro. That's not. I don't think Powerpuff Girls was on PBS, my guy.
It wasn't. I don't think.
No. Oh wait. Fuck. Okay. If anybody's watching, there's this one show on PBS. It's about this little kid.
Oh,
it's
like a man that has like a neighborhood. He lives in a neighborhood.
No. Is that the man with the yellow hat with the monkey? No. But what I'm thinking of,
he's like really nice to kids. He's an inspiration to a lot of people.
Oh, Mr. Rogers. No, what I'm thinking of, there's another like animated show. It was about a boy, but he was it was like Stuart Little, but a boy instead of a mouse. You know, like these parents, they had a kid, but the kid was only like 8 inches tall or whatever.
It was a boy that lived with a family of mice.
Or giant mice.
Giant mice, yeah. No. Like a splinter-sized mice.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid is actually mice size.
Yeah, he's that would be kind of, but
it's fucking bizarro world.
In that world though, like imagine like actually being like pocket sized, because so much shit is like not, what is it? Like we designed the world to be like whatever, but all the cool stuff we design is like small because for like specific reasons. But imagine being able to like fly a fucking RC plane, bro. Like, you literally, you're small enough. You just.
Bro, I think you played Divorce Simulator too much. What's it called? It Takes Two?
Oh, yeah. It Takes Two. Yeah, but just being. It Takes Two ripped off that cartoon, bro. Because I remember he had his little remote control car. So he was. Imagine being like a little 8-year-old cruising around in your house, just in your fucking remote control car. Be like, hey, yo, mom, I'm coming up for dinner. And you
like
drive into the
kids
kitchen.
That are driving and they always eat shit. They flip their car.
Oh yeah, just 360. Except for him, it's like it doesn't matter because you're so small. If you like, if you take a tumble, bro, it doesn't hurt.
You're fine as long as you don't hit your soft spot in your head.
Yeah, but it's so tiny, bro. It's literally like that bad boy. No, but
there is one thing that I did want to talk about. Like one last thing.
Is it more PBS?
No, no.
Because I could talk about PBS all day. The Will Smith
clap. It's clap, slap.
Slap, clap. I mean,
so he clapped with one hand. There's a lot of things to be said, right? There's on one end, you have Chris Rock, who's openly talked about the fact that he is like scared of physical confrontation because he was like physically bullied when he was younger.
Yeah.
So you have Will Smith coming out as like kind of almost like bully in this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing that like, so any jokes that you write are have to be screened.
By the committee, or whatever.
You can say them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and sometimes the jokes aren't even written by him, and they're written by the academy.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird that thinking that maybe he didn't write all his jokes, and he still caught all of Will Smith's rage.
Yeah, just.
And then you have the angle where it shows Will Smith clearly laughing, but Jada is like, upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then next scene, Will Smith smacks the shit out of him.
Yeah. Because some people are saying it's like, oh, maybe he was just like fake laughing. But even if you're fake laughing, bro, that's, you still look like a fool, like coming up, just doing that and then smacking him.
But it's fucked, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like made people see Chris Rock in a better light than he was already in.
Yeah. Because even if it was a bad joke, like that's, what is it? If you make a joke like that and you're like hurt or whatever, like that should be something that's dealt between him and Jada, I guess. Maybe if she wanted to like go on the internet and be like, hey, yo, that was a fucked up joke. Like that's within her power, or she could also talk to him in private. But just having Will I'm not going to say that she sent Will, but Will himself, regardless of whatever happened, just going up and snapping someone.
Well, there's a thing that I don't know if like it says she cheated on him. She slept with another man.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understood, they were in an open relationship or something.
But the thing is, like, if you look at the videos, it doesn't seem like he wants to be in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. And the one who wants to be in an open relationship is her. And the thing is, like, if you go back into his past, you'll see videos of him talking about how, like, I don't know, he'd get, like, cheated on when he was younger. So he one day decided that he was no longer going to get cheated on. So the only way he can guarantee that is, like, make sure he's like the most famous or most popular person in every room.
Yeah.
And then like, so you have that happen and then he still gets cheated on.
Oof. Yeah.
You know? And then there's like probably like a bunch of baggage that he's been carrying around from his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, like it just, a lot of shit had piled up for multiple years and the unfortunate release was.
That kind of pretty, not that bad joke in my humble opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but there are a lot of memes that have come out of it.
Well, I have missed all the memes though. I saw the memes when the slap first happened, and that's, I didn't know the slap happened until I saw like the slap memes, and then after that, I haven't really been keeping up with anything. So
I think my favorite meme is a picture of a tweet by Jaden Smith, where it says, "And that's how we do it."
Oh,
and then someone quote tweets that. And they put a video of him in the Karate Kid movie of him getting his shit kicked in.
Oh, that's pretty funny. But why are they going after the kid, bro? Jaden ain't got nothing to do with it.
Why'd he open his big ass mouth, bro? That shit's not cool.
Wait, did he say something about the slap?
Bro, that's how we do it.
Oh, he tweeted that time. Oh, I thought that was an old tweet. I thought you said that was an old tweet.
You know, yeah. I don't know. It's like a lot of it's a lot of moving pieces. It's hard to figure out everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We only have context here and there.
Yeah, we only
for
saw.
For me, in my eyes, and it'll be very hard for anybody to convince me otherwise. But I really do think that she was the reason why it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem like a very good person, to be honest.
Yeah, but that's just our opinion, a game opinion or a podcast opinion.
Yeah. I don't know. It's complicated, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him because I think he won like his first Oscar and that might be taken away from him.
It was such
a bad decision, like, because it's like that thing, right? It's like you can You can spend your entire life building every reputation, and all it takes is a like minute,
a single thing,
a to single second,
fuck it just, up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. Also, didn't while he received his Oscar, he's like, "Yeah, I pride myself on being someone that protects my family."
And just anybody, like the guy from the movie, and then like the family of old King Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the dad of like the what are they called? Dude, those tennis, the best tennis players.
Serena Williams.
Yeah, Serena Williams.
Oh, is that what he won the Oscar for?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, that I didn't even realize that movie came out. I thought that movie was coming out like later.
Yeah, but the family was like, "Yeah, we don't condone violence," mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And then so I guess he backtracked a little bit, but it's fucked, bro. I feel bad for him.
And then he made the little, like, I didn't read the apology, but it was just a little, like, a notepad apology.
Oh, then there's, like, this, I saw a tweet. It's like, yeah, this video didn't age well. It's a picture of Will, or not a picture, it's a video of Will Smith saying that, like, you shouldn't fight and just use your words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, didn't he, like, in his, like, rap albums, remember Will Smith used to be a rapper. Like, I remember there's, like, some bars or some shit about, like, nonviolence and being peaceful and just having a good time, bruh. We need hip hop Will Smith back. Apparently, for real, old mature Will Smith is less mature than hip hop rapping Will Smith, bro. Also, Will Smith kind of, I'm going to say this, I don't think Will Smith would have been that great of a rapper if he wasn't an actor. I mean, I guess that's why you didn't really hear much Will Smith music, but shit was kind of weak. But who? Let me tell you this, Eddie Murphy, at Eddie Murphy's music, or at least he had one fucking fire song back in the 80s. Bro, my girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. My girl wants, right? You don't know this shit, bro. Who's the fuck your couch N-word from Dave Chappelle? What's the guy's name? Rick James.
Rick James, bitch.
Yeah, it's Rick James and Jamie. I already forgot his name. Jamie Foxx. No, who the fuck did I say before?
My friend Eddie Murphy.
There we go. I don't know why Jamie Foxx also does music. I'm just thinking of black actors that did music, but Eddie Murphy and Rick James made a fucking fire song together, and that's how we're gonna end it, bro.
Unless you got anything else that you wanted to bring up, anything you want to plug?
Anything do I want to plug? Not really. I've been thinking about
you're about to have Minecraft. Your finals again. Send me good vibes.
I mean, I do have midterms in like 4 weeks, so send me good vibes for that.
Shit.
But Minecraft, bro. I've been thinking about playing a little bit of Wait, did you play the Minecraft server with the?
I don't think so, dude. I've just been hella busy, bro. I'm always editing, bro. I'm on that fucking Sigma male grind set.
Yeah, that alpha male. Super male grind set.
I'm becoming like the ultimate, the Giga Chad.
Right here. What the fuck is going on, bro? Wait, who's the biggest Giga Chad, you would think?
The guy from the picture.
Wait, from...
You haven't seen the Giga Chad picture?
No, I've not seen the Giga Chad picture.
Dude, you're going to have to go look at it on your own. No, I think we're ending it. No. All right, guys.
We're going
to
end it
thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Our socials are down in the bottom. If you enjoyed, go give us a follow. You know, subscribe, hit the bell, leave a like, all that good stuff. This has been your boy Pablo, a.k.a. Subtly Artistic. I've been joined by my good friend Shuba, a.k.a. Not Shuba.
A.k.a. Big Sexy, a.k.a. The Champion of Rust, a.k.a. Minecraft God, a.k.a. Gmod is a pretty good game.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace out.
Goodbye. Check out the Discord.